Optimism. Optimism is being cheerful and noticing the good, happy things in life. Mr. W. Clement Stone said, quote, "There's very little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it's positive or negative." Close quote. This is how an optimist thinks. When it's raining, he's grateful that living things are getting a drink, and he looks forward to the rainbow that often follows the rain. When it's hot, he chooses to enjoy the sunshine, and when it's cold, he chooses to enjoy his cozy fireplace. When he sees a glass that's half empty, he thinks it's half full. He notices the beautiful rose, the blossom, instead of the thorn on the stem. When bad things happen, he realizes it can always be worse. The truth is, you can choose to be a happy optimist or an unhappy pessimist. You just have to decide how you want to live your life. Robert Louis Stevenson was bedridden much of his life with a disease called tuberculosis. One day, his wife heard him coughing loudly and said, "I suppose you still believe it's a wonderful day." Turning toward a window ablaze with sunlight, Stevenson said with a cheerful voice, "I do! I'll never let a row of medicine bottles block my horizon." Many circumstances in our lives are negative and uncontrollable, but we can choose our responses, our attitudes. Situations may color your view of life, but you have the power to choose what that color will be. This is called a pebble of success. In 1942 in Venezuela, South America, a man named Rafael Solano was physically exhausted and mentally defeated. He had begun his quest for diamonds months earlier with high hopes and great optimism. Rafael was convinced that there were valuable diamonds in the riverbeds he explored. However, days and months passed with no discovery. Solano had turned over thousands and thousands of rocks to no avail. As he sat on a boulder in the dry riverbed, he announced to his companion, "I'm through. There's no use going on any longer. See this pebble? It makes 999,999 that I've picked up without finding one single diamond. What's the use? I quit." Solano's friend was still optimistic and encouraged him to examine just one more pebble before he gave up. And so Rafael Solano bent down and picked up a stone the size of a hen's egg. It was different than the others, and the prospector suddenly realized, to his utter amazement, that he had discovered a diamond, a huge diamond. Harry Winston, a New York jewelry dealer, paid Solano $200,000 for that millionth pebble. The stone was named the Liberator, and to date, it's the largest and purest diamond ever found.